looks good now. It's going to look a lot better as we go through the season.
Howard Hoist, that ball was blocked by Wallace, and that will do it. Kentucky goes across the pond to London to pick up their first significant win of the year, 73-69.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. That was Carl Ravitch and Jay Billis across the pond as Michigan plays Kentucky in London. And as you heard Ravitch talk about, thanks to ABC for the audio, they go down to the Wildcats 73-69. We're ready to talk about it here on the Michigan Basketball Postgame Live. We're here after every Michigan basketball game talking about the Wolverines' effort. I was going to say we're talking about basketball. I mean, how obvious is it after a Michigan game? With a show called Michigan Basketball Postgame Live. Well, this game right here, you know, Michigan, they played Virginia last week, and that was a tight game right down to the end. This one, pretty similar. He had, I don't know, 95 seconds to go, and it was a one-possession game. And Kentucky makes the play after a Hunter Dickinson block. You know, they get a big three from Wallace. Jed Howard comes down, tries to answer, is unable to do so. And, you know, that was Michigan's shot, you know, to stay right there. But the bigger news in this game is Michigan's transfer point guard, Jalen Llewellyn, went down in the second half with a left knee injury, and it didn't look good. Hopefully, he will get back home, and it'll be, I don't know, knee bruise. Maybe he won't miss any time. But you just got to wait and see on that. It didn't look good. It was a jump shot where he got, it looked like he injured it on the, as he was in the air. It kind of had a different kind of look to it. Awkward. That's what happens a lot of times when you get hurt, non-contact injury, which never sounds good when you're talking about knee injuries, but we'll just have to wait and see. But that's the big news out of this one. You know, in addition to Michigan losing the game, Llewellyn going down, and now it's taking notes in the first half, mental notes, physical notes about this game. And I noted that Jalen Llewellyn had looked the most comfortable at point at for Michigan in this game. He was running a two-man game with Hunter Dickinson. He was making some nice passes. He made a couple different shots. Now, as soon as I posted that on the Maize and Blue Review on the Den, he had back-to-back plays where he didn't look so good. But overall, in the first half, just like the team who was trailing by one at the break, I liked what I was seeing from Michigan and Jalen Llewellyn. Some other notes in the first half that I took down, Kobe Bufkin looked more aggressive, assertive, played well. Hit an outside shot. You know, it helps when you're hitting your outside shot. He hit his outside shot, but he was also driving as well. He looked pretty good that way. So that was a positive. Another positive that I took out of this game was Isaiah Barnes, the redshirt freshman for Michigan, comes in and he hits not one, but two three-pointers, prompting the question of, you know, where's he been? maybe he deserves some more minutes. And he did get in there in the second half. But maybe we'll see a little bit more of Barnes. There's an issue with this team when they don't have Jed Howard and Hunter Dickinson out there at the same time. Jed Howard got into foul trouble about 7 minutes into the first half, and then he had to sit down. Now Michigan was able to hang in there. They're only down by one. And then there was a point where they didn't have either of them on the floor. And that's been an issue this year. They weathered that storm a little bit. There was a shot that went down and they got Jed Howard back in there. But now we're going to see what has to happen. You say, well, they'll be in big trouble if they don't have Jalen Llewellyn, their starting point guy. There will be. That'll be big trouble for Michigan. That'll be difficult to overcome. So we'll just have to see what happens again. That's the third time. If I say it five times, this show will explode. So there's my third time. I've got at least one more that I can say it that we'll wait and see about that injury. But, you know, that's it when it comes down to Llewellyn. Now, that's what I saw from Michigan. They there were points they got down by as many as eight in the second half, and it looked like they might have going to get blown out. But, you know, Dickinson was demanding the ball, and he played like an All-American, you know, and I liked what, you know, saw from Hunter Dickinson. Hit some outside shots, and then when it came down to it, you know, that's it's a one possession game. It's a 2-point game, and Kentucky has it down low, and Dickinson comes up with a block. Unfortunately, they kicked it out to Wallace, who was Kentucky's ended up being the player of the game, and he measured up a three and was able to knock it down. Jet Howard comes down in rhythm, trying to answer that three-pointer to make it back to a 2-point game. Jet Howard missed. Kentucky got the rebound, and they were able to move on and win this game 73-69. You know, heading into this one, you looked at the numbers. Kentucky was ranked number 19, but KenPom, looking at the KenPom number for both of these teams, Michigan way down at 48. Kentucky checked in at number 5. So this was going to be a tough game for U of M, and it proved to be that. But if you're looking for a glass half full approach, if you're a Michigan basketball fan, they have taken on Virginia, who was ranked number 3 back on Tuesday, and they took them right down to the wire in a one possession game and had opportunities to win that game at home against Tony Pennant's Cavs team, and then against John Calipari, who's ranked number 19, but a top 5 KenPom team. They were there within one possession with 90 seconds to go as well in this one. And, you know, no, those aren't, you're not into the consolation or, you know, those kind of moral victories, but is it better than going out there and getting, you know, beat by double figures? Is it nothing to hang on to and saying, wow, man, this team, what do they have to hang their head on? They've got some things to hang their hat on. Hunter Dickinson, pretty good hat hanger. Jed Howard is a tremendous freshman, one of the best, certainly in the Big Ten, probably in the country. And he didn't have his best game today. But those are the things you have to hang your hat on. And that's where it's at. Now, looking at the numbers, we're always here for your feedback. Matt saying great win for Blue, but then he follows it up, not so good for the basketball Blue. You know, you got to be careful. I thought maybe, you know, he was talking about Kentucky. I think, you know, their fans like to call themselves the Big Blue. I'm not 100% sure of that. They have the blue colors. Maybe it doesn't matter. Let's look at those numbers for the Wolverines. I mentioned Dickinson, 23-9, 10 of 22 from the floor. Ends up with 3 steals as well. Nice job. Not so nice for Jet, who did end up with 16 points. He had a late three, but a lot of foul trouble for Jet Howard 7 minutes into this game, where he missed the the majority, 13 minutes around, of the second half. But, you know, you look and you say, okay, 16 points ain't bad. Yeah, but 5 of 12, and then he hit a three-pointer late, so he was 1 of 5. Still, he's all right. I mean, he's Michigan's second-best player. They need him. And they're going to need him even more. Kobe Bufkin, who had 9 in the first half, it's a, hey, 11's not too bad, but he only ended up with a bucket in the second half and ends up with a 3 of 10 shooting. And then there's Jalen Llewellyn, disappointing for the Michigan point guard, the transfer who was playing his best game for Michigan and then left the game in the second half with an injured knee. Non-contact injury. He had to get helped off to the locker room. He did come back late in the game and was there and with his knee injury with ice on it. So that's his status. Terrence Williams would like to see more from TW2, more than 3 points. Off the bench, you know, Barnes hit those 2 threes in the first half. That was something nice. And Doug McDaniel, you may have thought you wanted to see a little bit more of the 5'11 freshman from D.C., the 4-star, number 0. You might be seeing an awful lot of Doug McDaniel in the days ahead. Hopefully not. We'll have to see what the status of Llewellyn. There's my 4th time that I said at Terrace Reed with a point, and Will Cheddar was in there and did not score. Now, that's it for Michigan. And where they're at, at least that way. Let's see some other things with the Wolverines. Yeah, it was a big game feel, you know, when you're playing in the Basketball Hall of Fame London Showcase over the pond. There's a picture of Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament and the double-decker red buses. If you expanded this over a little bit more, you know, you'd see where the tubes are, and you know, you're able to maybe take in a couple of the pubs and look there. But Carl Ravitch, who's called two Michigan games now, I'm so used to Ravitch calling baseball games, he's good calling basketball games. And Jay Billis was somebody that I used to be, had a split opinion on. I'd like Jay Billis calling games, but I didn't really like his commentary in the booth. But now I like Jay Billis doing both. So it had a big game feel to it on a Sunday afternoon. Of course, when it's Michigan-Kentucky, you know, you start thinking back to that semifinal with the Fab Five that I thought Michigan was going to get killed in, you know, who was Jamal Mashburn. And, you know, it was like Michigan, as we know now, beat them and ended up getting to the championship game. But one of the great wins in Michigan basketball history. The upcoming schedule. So Michigan's off now till Thursday, and then they'll start Big Ten playoff. That's right. Here we are, a 9 o'clock jump in Minneapolis against Minnesota. And then a little bit of a breather against, at least on paper, against a team called Lipscomb. And then Wednesday, down to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina in the Jumpman Invitational. Hopefully Jordan will be in the house there. But, you know, that one right now, that's one out of these games. Virginia, Kentucky, and North Carolina. You're hoping Michigan was going to be able to get one. They've played both Virginia and Kentucky tough. But now, will they be able to go on the road and beat the Tar Heels? It's going to be a tall order. And then rounding out, this is the schedule for the rest of the month for 2022. Michigan will close it down. And what is it, the eve of New Year's Eve? Well, that's good because the football team's going to be busy on New Year's Eve. They'll play Central Michigan coming up on Friday, December the 30th. So overall, trying to put it in a one-minute type synopsis, Michigan against Kentucky. Michigan played well, like they did against Virginia on Tuesday night, but, you know, close. Not good enough when you're talking about in basketball games, but down to the end in a one possession game, they just could not pull this one out. And now they'll be into conference play and see what they have for Minnesota coming up on Thursday night. Thanks for watching, listening. Remember, we're always here after every Michigan basketball game. So if you want to comment in and watch live, we're here until Thursday. On the basketball side, I'll talk with you tomorrow on Good Afternoon Michigan Football and Basketball at 1 o'clock. Guess what? We'll be talking about the Wolverines getting into the college football playoff against TCU. You could have guessed that. And we'll see on Jalen Llewellyn. This broadcast has to combust now because that's the fifth time I said it. Thanks for watching and listening to the Mies in Blue Review. Till next time, goodbye.